You know it as pulley bone also.
Pulley bone is associated with the breast area.
Okay.
Because it's.
Do you know of any catch-all term for like the insides of a pig or a calf?
Sure. Guts, innards. Innards. Let me say entrails.
Or the edible ones, if.
Oh, you edible and. Innards, I guess.
Have you ever heard of Harslet?
Harslet, no.
What about liver and light?
No.
Okay. Have you ever, people will cook a certain part of the, like you said, innards of a hog.
The intestinal?
Intestinal.
Chitlins?
Chitlins, you've heard of, okay.
Yeah.
It's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you'd say it is.
Time to feed the animals.
Okay.
But if I grew up on a farm, I'd probably say feed critters or the fowl, if it was the chickens. Or...
Do you know of any type of calls for cows? Any, like, you're calling them in to feed?
Honk the horn on the car. Honk the horn on the car, jeep or truck, whatever. And, go, yup, like that. You know, like, ooh, like that.
Let me see if you're familiar with any of these. Kumbas, Koench, Suki.
Yeah, Sweet.
You've heard of, Sweet?
But that's more like for swine than it is. Go Sweet. For swine.
All
but
right.
Cattle, they'll just come here, come on.
Yeah. What about calves? I mean, do you know any for calves?
No, I don't. Right.
What about mules or horses?
No.
Okay. What might you, a command you give to a horse for him to increase his speed? What might you say?
Giddy up. Get up, get out, you know,
okay.
Like that.
What about wanting for him to decrease his speed?
Whoa. I think every kid that watched television sort of does.
Yeah, right. Have you, you mentioned a call for pigs. Have you ever heard of another one?
Besides, see? let me think. No, I can't say I have.
What about chook-chook or poke?
No.
Okay.
I've heard like chick 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 for chickens.
Hmm. You know any calls for sheep?
No.
Okay. I wouldn't think so. You just mentioned a call for chickens. Do you know any others?
I know stuff for cats. You know, kitty kitty kitty.
No, I meant for chickens.
No, definitely not. Just chick chick chick. Yeah. Pear chick. You know, go chick chick. Like that.
Say you wanna use your horse, and he's just bareback sitting out in the pasture. Well, before you use him, what do you have to do?
Just saddle him up. You have to saddle him.
Or if you wanna hitch,
you bridle him, and you know, you hitch, you know, get all your, you know.
What else might you say if you want to attach him to a wagon?
Oh yeah, hitch him up. Hitch him. Bit.
Would you ever use a harness?
Yeah, harnessing. Yeah, harnessing would probably be, I'd probably use harnessing, you'd probably use hitching.
Okay.
Hitching, you know, like when you tie it to a post or something, usually.
Yeah. When you're using, either when you're driving or for plowing, there's these lines that you use. What are they called?
Well, you're not talking about the furrows, are you? The furrows? You're talking about...
Well, when you're driving a horse, what do you do?
Oh, the reins.
Your hand?
The reins. Yeah, the reins.